With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Whether you're looking to buy your dream home or rent a sweet apartment, give Redfin your gotta-have-it wish list of property features, and you'll receive real-time notifications tailored just for you. Ready to see it up close and personal? Scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Don't wait to find your perfect match. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Tuesday. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers. And what does Shin Daddy have going on today in Creighton?
Well, Bill, he's helping out the local police, which is It's Taser Tuesday. And so if you come in and you allow the police to taser you so they can see how the gun works and what happens and the distance it fires, interest-free car loan for 4 years.
You got to get tasered.
You got to get tasered, though. You got to get tasered to see if they can get to the neck or to the face, in the face. Yes, you get.
What do you get?
You get a car loan 4 years interest free. So that's a lot of money.
Should get
saved.
A car.
Yeah, it's a lot of money saved. So it's Taser Tuesday. So they may just about every tenth one they might just drop you for the fun of it as you walk in.
Shindy, no. Don't taste me.
This one is wild.
So they ask. They do ask. You have to fill out a form.
I am old.
You fill out a
this
form.
This could kill me.
You fill out a form if you want to get tasered, and then they fill out the paperwork. But all of a sudden, you'll just...
There's a dude filling out forms.
What are they filling out forms for?
Tamara's
doing... Oh, they got to get tasered.
Police department. Zing!
It's for the car.
Taser Tuesday?
Taser Tuesday.
He's going to another level now.
Yeah, this is in the lobby. So you might be a little things hear people screaming and shrieking, and they take a shot
falling down.
Yeah.
This is okay.
The banking world has changed.
I'm just gonna say what everybody's thinking right now. No. This is irresponsible.
It's not. You sign the sheet, and you don't die from
taser. It's for the interest-free car loan.
Interest-free car loan.
No, Shindy.
There's a prize here.
Is Shindy having some kind of crisis? I mean, no, Shindy.
He's just helping. The police department came to him.
Oh,
they have to know
doing?
How this works.
Oh,
yes.
That's what he's doing.
Yes.
Did Tamara sign off on this, really?
Well, she's the one doing the paperwork.
From YouTube, Nebraska Seminole says, totally worth it for 0% interest. It's 5 seconds of complete suck, but you can't beat 0%.
You can't beat it.
It's pretty good deal.
You're telling me you're gonna buy a new car.
Hold on.
You're going to go 0%. All you got to take is 5 second shot. You wouldn't take it?
I don't know.
I would take it. There's no doubt about it.
Where's you?
Oh, yeah.
Just writhing in pain on the floor.
Just flopping around like a fish. If you get up and walk out with your new car.
Ryan says, the greater the risk, the greater the reward. Taser Tuesday.
Taser Tuesday.
And Shindy administers it.
Yes, he is.
With the help of the police.
The police
come in, and they're the ones that are going to shoot. They're going to set up like a little scene like, hey, everyone stop. Put down your gun. Then the guy goes, oh, I'm not putting it down. And they shoot him.
So there's got to be a scene.
A scene.
Involved. It's a little play.
There's a skit here.
Play acting will happen before you get tasered.
Did you see how that could scare some customers?
Well,
they think it's real.
Yeah. It is a real taser.
They should be prepared. They should know.
Hope you don't catch a stray one coming in and have it before you sign the paperwork. That'd be a bad one.
This is an amazing one.
East Lincoln West says, I'll ride that lightning for 0%.
I'll ride that lightning. I'll ride that lightning.
Shindy.
Gino says, can I get an extra $1,000 if I get a pepper spray too?
Just all the spray to the face.
That'd be the best. And then right over here,
how much pain do you want today?
Look at the little pepper spray. You'll love it.
More, Taser Tuesday.
More free
Taser
money Tuesday. For you.
Yeah. Well, hey, wow. Just report back to us tomorrow on how this goes.
We need to know how it goes in Creighton. Thank
Big
you.
Big day.
464-5685. Call or text as always. The NCAA needs some tasering, I think, right now for some things that they're thinking of at this point.
Okay. Put that in the rescue school. Yeah, should we taser the NCAA?
We should do the whole collective NCAA.
Who should get tasered?
Now, we've heard rumors for a long time about expansion of the tournament, but apparently there's movement here that could bring the tournament potentially not just to 72 teams, but maybe up to 76 teams for the NCAA tournament.
For 2026?
Yeah.
Like
For next year. This is reported on Saturday, and it got some traction on College Game Day. I love this because they showed, like, they're at Alabama for the game, like, for Game Day, and all the Bama fans just booed. They said, when this is brought up, they booed because they should boo. The idea of expanding the tournament is already, it's too many teams at 68. Anything more than what it is right now is an absolute joke. Have you seen the bubble? It's horrible. The bubble is horrific this year.
They have teams, like, that are, like, you know, they're, like, 14th in their conference. First four in, you know, type of thing.
Yeah, NIT is embarrassed to keep these teams right now.
This is where you guys will really hate it, though. This kills Cinderella. I mean, just because these teams. Okay, so what are they talking about? Adding eight?
Eight.
You're not adding. You're adding teams from power conferences is what you're doing. You're not adding.
Oh yeah, you're not adding from the. It's not like all of a sudden that the AAC is getting another team.
Probably not.
No, this is you're just adding in more teams. From the power, go ahead.
Right. The Sports Illustrated Bracket Watch last week listed the following conferences among the last eight teams outside the current field of 68. Okay.
Yep.
This would be the last eight teams outside the current field. Where would they come from? The SEC, two.
That's the whole conference then, basically.
Yeah. The SEC would add two. The ACC, add two. The Big 12, add two. You're up to six. The Big Ten, one, that's seven, and the Big West, one. So you're not adding. This isn't. So what? Why would they do it?
It's horrible. Here, there's one caveat to the whole thing would make it worthwhile. it'd be too hard to do this. But one that would be an automatic bid in the extra one would be if you're in one of those leagues that's only going to get in. It's only going to get in
one,
the champion.
Or two.
The champion of the tournament,
the Mo Valley.
Yeah, but the you won the league, and then you got beat in the championship game.
Right,
so you're out. No, if you were the league champion, you get in, and the champion of the if you're that the league work. Champion, yeah. You would get in. Not like I finished third. No, so that way would protect someone that played really well all year. They won the league. And then the tournament, because that's the part that still is hard for me. It's like, I know the rule is like, hey, well, just win the tournament. Okay. You win the league and then not get in.
But where do you draw the line? Because there's gonna be some conferences like the A Sun that are like usually a 16 seed. And if the team that won the conference does not win the tournament, you get them two bids as well? Or where do you get the two bids to in that situation?
Well, like I said, it would just be
Missouri Valley.
It'd be fluid, so it'd be hard to say. But that's, got I would. If they were trying to get teams like that in, if their goal was, hey, we got to protect teams that played well all year and it went south one game, because guess what could happen?
That's not what it
the
is.
Flu rolls through your team in the semis and you can't even field a team and you're out of the tournament when you were clearly the best team all year.
This is dictated by Power Four conferences or power conferences. They just want more control. They want to first. I'm just reading Pat Forty, who Jake's not a fan of.
No,
he wrote,
I'm not.
Jake, he wrote a great column on this subject. He said they just want to further stack the deck to their advantage. We're talking about the power conferences. They don't care what elements of fairness and tradition get broken and discarded. They're far less interested in giving the public what it wants than taking what they want. Bill mentioned this story by Ross Dellinger that Ross is covering right now. The SEC and the Big Ten
Incredible
ADs
story.
are gonna meet in New Orleans. This goes along with it. The SEC and the Big Ten are trying to take control of college athletics. What I hope is that there's people pushing back. I hope people push back hard on this. This is an example, not necessarily of those two, but of the power leagues trying to assert more power.
Well, what did 46
to the detriment of the lower conferences? I'm sorry,
because I was made aware. This is a whole different side to this. That this was being pushed by the NCAA, not by the conferences.
Well, maybe
that it was pushed because
the NCAA,
because NCAA has been getting crushed financially, and this is a way for them to make another round to make more money, more TV revenue.
Well, it's more money, yeah,
and
for
so,
sure.
And so I just wonder if is the Big Ten is Petiti and Sankey, are they?
I don't think. Well, here
are
okay.
they. Are they saying yes? This is. Are they supporting it?
Yes,
okay.
I would say so. Here's what. This sort of goes along with what you're saying or what you're asking. What 40 wrote, Jake's friend Pat 40, when the SEC drafted a modest proposal at the NCAA convention for the Power Four conferences to take control of postseason championships away from the NCAA. It was just an attempt at a power grab. So yeah, I think they're largely behind this, if not totally. And it is, come on, you're trying to get more money, but it's incredibly awkward. Like, what? Why would you mess with
this?
Current bracket. It's three weekends right now. It's perfect.
It's perfect. It has been perfect. Why?
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger. And Future Stronger You can get started now by saving $28 or more when you join today. You in? We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need to keep stepping it up. And free fitness training to help you mix up your routine. Plus, most clubs are open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends February 28th. See home club for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Your old or broken phone can let you down. But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence with a new line on my plan and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. After all, you don't want your old phone to die on you when you're lost.
Perfect.
Or for your broken phone to glitch at the worst possible time.
Hey, can I get your number? Oh.
Trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad.
Why would you?
When they made the move from, you know, they made the move up. It's all cash, but right now, fan base, it has to be in the 98th percentile of hell no.
Everyone, like I said,
when he talked at the game, the entire fan base was booing this idea because they know what it should be. It should be 64 teams. 68 is already too many teams. 76 is a joke. It's a joke. Yeah. It's a joke.
40 writes very well, and he said it marginalizes doing this. Would marginalize the smaller schools and conferences who provide so much flavor to the event. It's true. We just covered that these teams are coming from the power conferences if they add. Yeah. Maybe one would come from a lower.
Big West, you said, but that's it.
Yeah.
In this current situation.
Yeah, the headline was really good. It got me. NCAA tournament expansion talk is back and worse than ever.
I'll stand by Pat on that one. That's fine.
Yeah.
I will say this. I'll get through it. It'll be disturbing next year or whatever. Field of 76.
It won't happen. I just don't think it'll happen.
I don't know. It's like I said, that it's such in the end they're gonna say, hey, listen, we're gonna do this for the extra money for the NCAA. And oh, by the way, you're gonna get more money too, conferences. That's what's gonna happen to you.
Don't do it.
Can you imagine right now if there were 76 teams in and who would be on the bubble? There'd be teams that would be like 11 and 13, you know, that are first four in.
Right.
So my question would be then, are you going to have play-in games then still? Or is it going to be now, instead of a 16 seed, it's a 19 seed?
I don't know.
Because it'd be 1 in 70, you're adding 8 more teams. You're talking about a 19 seed versus a 1 seed, if it's not a play-in game.
This is what 40 writes. I'm just trying to address Bill's question earlier. He said the addition of 4 more teams is a crass move by the power conferences to get more of their teams in the field. and is, yeah, a crass move by the power conferences to get more teams in the field. I'm getting tired of, frankly, the SEC and the Big Ten. Yeah.
And you're part of the Big Ten.
Nebraska. I know. I'm getting tired of the power grab and the money grabs, and it's, you know, they're threatening last year at this time to just break off. Come on now, you guys don't have to agree with everything I say. It'd be horrific if they did it.
Oh,
we would
I
be
agree.
Covering two something. Leagues. What would we be covering?
Yeah, if it was just two leagues, and also we didn't talk about Clemson.
Yeah.
Or Florida State.
Or hell,
Big 12 at all.
Big 12. Like that. We don't talk about any of those
South
teams.
Florida. I mean, you know, UConn. Well, I want those teams to be a part of the
If you think
world.
About it right now, I mean, when you have meetings, it's kind of like, well, it happens to you and me here a lot. We're kind of like, there was a meeting last night? It's kind of like one of those deals for...
It's okay.
It's okay. But the Big Ten tomorrow... The Big Ten and the SEC are meeting separately.
Separately.
They don't
separately.
Big 12, and we'll let you know. ACC
will
let you know what we talked about.
Yeah.
When
no.
we get done.
No.
I mean, they're meeting right now for a whole different, you know, we don't have time to even delve into that, because that story is incredible.
No, you sent a great story, and I'll tell you what. The Big Ten and the SEC, and then the Big 12 and the ACC, they're not in alignment.
No.
No, what I think should happen, I was thinking about last night after you sent that missive about Ross Dellinger's article, was I think there should be another layer of representation for the ACC, Big 12, and the other conferences to come up with ideas to undercut the Big Ten and the SEC. You can't let them grab all this money and power. Now, I know right now if Matt Rule's listening, he's literally saying, shut the hell up, Sipple. And Troy Dan is probably doing the same. But I would, if I were the Big 12 and the ACC, I would get representation in the form of high-powered attorneys or whatever, people that are very familiar with college athletics, and be very careful about letting those power conferences take all control.
Gets right back.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, it gets right back to you're not all pulling.
That's you're not.
If you don't have a commissioner,
right.
And everyone just says for the betterment of the game. Right now, everything's not for the betterment of the game.
No.
It's for the betterment. And then SEC, and the SEC has figured out that, you know what? That Big Ten's really good. And they got a lot of money. They got a lot of TVs. They're more profitable than the SEC is. And so it's like, okay, we partner up with this. And we have a complete monopoly on what's going on. But if that happens... In sport, it'd be crushing.
It'd be crushing
to not care at all what TCU's doing.
Right.
Not care what any of these other schools are
on
doing.
On.
And then if you went to the bargaining table together, all four conferences, the money would still be ridiculous compared to what they have now.
Right.
I mean, it's what it is. Now they have an interesting thing that they're talking mm-hmm. about with the football part is where they're talking about real simple. SEC is going to go to 9 games. Because what they're going to do is they want more TV money, but the TV's saying, we'll pay you more for better games.
And that makes sense.
Which makes sense, because the horrible games do nothing for you. But if you have, think about this one. What if you had the four automatic qualifiers?
Okay.
And you've got, and then it's 2-2.
Okay, so.
For the ACC. And
so if they expand the playoff to 14 or 16, what they're talking about is four automatic qualifiers for the SEC and the Big Ten, 2 for the ACC, 2 for the Big 12.
Can you imagine if all of a sudden, though, all you have is one conference has the ACC, for whatever reason, has 3 incredible teams, and the Big Ten only has 3 incredible teams.
But they're getting four automatic,
and then the other team.
So why, this is what I mean. If I were the ACC and Big 12, my immediate reaction would be, wait a second, we're setting these parameters before any games are played. You get 4 autos before anybody even knows how the season plays out. No, you can't do that. We're not allowing that to happen.
That would be, can you imagine that in the NCAA tournament right now? Just imagine right now. The ACC, you guys get 4. Right now, they're only getting 3.
Right.
But they're going to get a 4th one because they worked it out. Had a deal cut.
Exactly.
Ahead of time. And then somebody else, another team, gets outed that has an incredible. And then Notre Dame's just got it. They're in the top 14.
Right.
They're in.
Here's
Which
what,
for them, I mean, if I'm them, I'm like going, this is great.
Great with that.
Jake, I'm great with that.
Here's what 40 writes about the topic that Bill's talking about. Now, we shifted a bit to football. This is football. And these meetings that Bill referred to in New Orleans, where Troy Dannon's headed. The Big Ten, this is what 40 writes. The Big Ten and the SEC are meeting this week in New Orleans to discuss ways to distance themselves a bit more from the rest of the FBS by potentially expanding the college football playoff, solidifying a scheduling agreement between the two leagues, and most brazenly, locking in a certain number of automatic bids for each of the Power Four conferences. Guess which two would get the most, and guess which two leagues would be told to go along with it. That's the ACC and the Big 12, who get something for their complicity, but help sell the industry a little further down the river.
Now, I would say this, though.
Hello.
If you're at 14 or 16, the odds are, if everything was just even, that both are getting four in.
Probably.
I mean, the Big Ten got four in this year.
They did.
So it's, you're not sitting there going like, well, this is crazy.
And it pushed back at any of those teams. They all deserved it.
Yeah.
I still, for the sake of the purity of competition, though, I have a lot of problem just assigning four bids before a season's even played.
Yeah. Right.
That doesn't happen anywhere.
Anywhere.
Just like you gave Boise State and Arizona State a pass to the second round.
Yeah. Why?
Didn't make sense.
No.
Yeah, made no sense. That was one of the worst things that
Boise
would
State got an automatic bid to the second round.
I know.
They got a bye. They had a
Notre
bye.
Dame was playing.
They won the Mountain West and got a bye.
The further you go with this artificial manipulation of sport, the more it's sort of a turnoff.
This story coming out of New Orleans. Is going to be an epic story in the history of sport. It's an epic story of what can come from. Because they're real simple. The big thing is the TVs, they're like going like, we will pay more. Yes, it will give you more money. You better play better games. Yep. That's why the SEC is going to play nine. And they're talking about then also that the Big Ten in the
scheduling agreement
will play each other.
More games.
For games. Well, the thing is, you can afford to do that if you have the four automatic qualifiers.
There's an expanded playoff.
It will be at 16. Same thing. Can you imagine this conversation all of a sudden down the road in a couple years? They're going to 48 in football.
No.
Stop. 16 would be, the 16 makes sense because the buys didn't do anything.
I just hope, I want to close with this. I just hope that Sankey, Petitti, the leaders of the Big Ten and the SEC, think globally. Just don't think about yourselves. Hard to do.
It's impossible to
think
do because you only have one job. That'd be like us. Like, well, you know what? There's another station does a morning show. We should probably talk about them a little bit. See if you want. Yeah, it is. I mean, you can't. You have one job.
There's a sport, though.
But Sankey's got one job.
I know.
SEC. Yeah. Petitti's got one job.
That's the problem with college athletics, largely.
And then now
not everybody's pulling in the same direction.
No, like I said, you don't have commissioner. Again, the AFC and the NFC don't negotiate separately.
It's the NFL.
When we come back, NFL.
Remember Bullygate? We have an update on Bullygate 12 years later, next in Early Break of the Ticket.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. Some of y'all might have heard I made the cross-country move from LA to New York last year, and Wayfair has definitely helped me create the feeling of home wherever I am. I love a cozy couch and a comfy living room that feels like our little sanctuary for our family. And I love vases, I love candles, I love anything that kind of makes you feel at home and peaceful. Anyway, something about me is I love options when it comes to making my home more me. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. Everyone loves a good deal. I mean, who does not want free and fast and easy delivery? Come on. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Your old or broken phone can let you down. But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence with a new line on my plan. And iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. After all, you don't want your old phone to die on you when you're lost.
Perfect.
Or for your broken phone to glitch at the worst possible time.
Hey, can I get your number?
Oh. Trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad.